This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Raids targeting some 2,000 undocumented immigrants to the United States were expected to be underway Sunday, as promised by the Trump administration last week. Raids were expected to focus on nine major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City. In the days leading up to the raids, Democratic lawmakers and others have been informing immigrants of their rights and advising them not to open their doors for ICE agents unless the agents show a court-ordered warrant. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca says activists' work helping educate immigrants on their rights has already paid off in two attempted raids in his neighborhood on Saturday.
The message of knowing your rights, not to open the door, not to speak to ICE agents, is working. Those were two unsuccessful attempts to remove people from our neighborhood. And so that's what's working, and that's what we're going to try to do the rest of this week.
Trump supporters see the raids as the fulfillment of a campaign promise to crack down on immigrants, while critics call the raids inhumane. The former British ambassador to the United States believed President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of what he called diplomatic vandalism against Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama. That's all according to newly leaked diplomatic cables from the diplomat Kim Derrick, who resigned last Wednesday. The Mail on Sunday published Derrick's message back to London days after he resigned and a week after the newspaper published other leaked cables. In earlier memos, the diplomat described the United States leader as inept and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. Derrick's resignation came about after he said his posting in Washington had become untenable with the disclosure of those cables. This is VOA News. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression as it moves over western Louisiana, but the rain is expected to continue into Monday. Some areas have received as much as 50 centimeters of rain already. Flooding is a danger, and Governor John Bel Edwards and President Trump have both declared the state of Louisiana a state of emergency. Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke up a demonstration by thousands of people demanding the resignation of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's chief executive and an investigation into complaints of police violence. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Scuffles broke out at the end of a mainly peaceful protest in the northern Hong Kong district of Sha Tin when police started clearing streets after nightfall. Some protesters retreated into a shopping complex where they and police hit each other with clubs and umbrellas. Whilst it's unclear how many protesters were arrested, the violence wound down towards midnight as the remaining protesters left the area. The demonstration added to an outpouring of grievances this year against the former British colony's leaders, who critics complain are eroding Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy and are more responsive to the Beijing government than to the territory's people. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets quickly deemed racist and xenophobic by critics, President Trump has provoked fresh controversy with taunts at several new members of Congress. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump tweets the lawmakers should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came, ignoring the fact that the women are American citizens and all but one was born in the United States. Trump was almost certainly referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies in what's become known as the Squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley, and Rashida Tlaib. In her own series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez denounces Trump's remarks, writing, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States," adding, "You are angry because you can't conceive of an America that includes us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House has not responded to a VOA query about whether the president was aware prior to sending the tweets that the three of the four congresswomen in question are citizens by birth. Of the four apparently targeted, only one, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, is a native of Somalia, is foreign-born. Around 1,000 people gathered in Moscow on Sunday to demand that opposition candidates be included on ballots for the Moscow City Duma elections. The protest was billed as a meeting between opposition leaders and their voters after signatures sponsoring several candidates were rejected by the Moscow Election Commission. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.